Glory to God forever and ever. Amen. Jesus is alive. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, as always, we are so grateful and humbled and really speechless that we could be yours, be your child, and know you. Amen. Wonderful Jesus, reveal yourself to us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you and acknowledge you are God. Amen. Jesus is alive and offers himself in totality to every person on the earth. The chief end of man is to know God, and man was born to fellowship with God Almighty. Yes, fellowship with him. It's an unspeakable truth and mystery that God would offer himself in this way to every person. Man was born to fellowship with him. That's just that truth. If someone can let the Holy Spirit reveal that to them, they'll never be the same. And it's that personal, private relationship with the Almighty God. Amen, amen. Through Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. This series is the glory of the Lord. It could go on for eternity. We could give billions and trillions of messages about this topic. The Lord himself, the only true God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. This just, and his glory. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful being in the universe. And when someone knows him, they've found, they are doing what humans were born to do, and it's the normal, natural existence for a human. It's totally, like, it's the only way. Every other way, man is you might say, trying to force it, you know, choosing self or whatever. Okay, as I mentioned, we could do another series after this one called Man Was Born to Fellowship with God. We need to hear that again and again. We need to understand that's the deepest reality of knowing him. Then we could do another series called The Eternal Celebration with Jesus Christ. Those who belong to Jesus Christ are in a celebration. It's an eternal celebration. So glorious. The greatest celebration is the Lord himself. That's so key. And I'm keeping these general. I am adding in at times specific teachings. But we need the general emphasis that today can give us the answers and the results in the spirit realm. You know, that's what we need. Reinhard Bonnke said the Holy Spirit can do in 1 second what would take us a millennium. That's powerful. That's, you know, glory to God forever. Jesus in his and his glory, he's available. He's, and it's this, you know, here's something fascinating. It's simple, but at the same time, it's an eternal mystery and revelation that is beyond human words. I'm wanting in these messages to present like the answer, really the answer for every human being, especially for believers. but for every human being. And of course, the answer is Jesus Christ. If we expand on that, it's Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's, and then it goes, you know, how do we get him? Seek him with our whole heart. Love him with everything we have. Love others as we love ourselves. Have a proper relationship with man. And we will find that relationship with him in that, Jesus called it in the secret place, called it in the secret place, your Father who dwells in the secret place. And it's no, it's not a secret anymore. It's Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. Like we could just again and again, we need, but this glory of the Lord, we're at Christmas, the Christmas season, you know, we're moving into the new year. That same glory of the Lord that shone around the shepherds, the angel, a multitude of angels appeared. But the glory of the Lord, that's the Holy Spirit. That's what's available to us. In the Transfiguration, when Jesus was transfigured and spoke with Moses and Elijah, Peter, James, and John were with him. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the glory of the Lord. That's the only true God. Isn't it fascinating? Most believers are in the born-again phase, and praise the Lord, they know they found Jesus Christ, but they don't know, most of them, I mean, if technically, if somebody's in the born-again phase, they don't understand the glory of the Lord. They haven't been born of the Holy Spirit. It's that simple. That explains so much. I mean, you go to any, and again, it's 90% or more of believers are only in the born-again phase. They only stay there. And if, here's an example. You go to the churches in the U.S., most of them, and most of them, again, 90% of the people are, or more, are only born again. They're in the first phase of the four phases. Many are in dead religion. Many are, they're just kind of, they're saved, but they're real, where their heart is in something else, right? I'm not judging them. I'm making a point here. Okay. They don't understand the glory of the Lord. They don't get it. They don't understand it. They don't even know that that's really available, probably. And there's a mystery here because on the one hand, it's entirely up to them if they go into the second phase. Entirely. But at the same time, it's God who is moving and working in them. We can't explain it. But we do know some things. It's the Spirit who gives life. The anointing breaks the yoke.